This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami Kayshawn, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session. We're on session 153, and our topic of discussion today is how to ask the right questions. It's very important to know how to ask the right questions because asking the wrong ones will only have you chasing your tail. And we're not cute little puppies. We're cute little beings who are on missions, trying to get to our destinations. And so in order for you to arrive as much on time as possible, then you have to know how to ask the right questions so that you can go in the right directions. Before we even get to diving deep into the topic, it's Thursday. How are you doing? We're heading towards the weekend, baby. I have no idea why I just bust out that old school little saying right there. But hey, are you being intentional with your day? I hope you are. Yes, you're going to get a little rain and maybe some people trying to piss in your face and call it rain, you know, but do your best to just be intentional and make this day work for you. Because it's about you today. It's about you being happy. It's about you having some sense of peace, some sense of joy, and just sharing the love. Give a smile to get a smile. Let's get started. How to ask the right questions. Now, as I'm doing this podcast, don't think I'm speaking in the sense of I'm the guru who has all the right questions to ask, because that's not how it goes. This is just more of a critical thinking process. This is just more of a reflective kind of thing that I'm doing with you, because I understand how frustrating it can be when you feel like as if you're chasing your tail. And I think a lot of times when we find ourselves in these situations is because we like to ask ourselves all the wrong freaking questions, right? The Q&A of life is really what it's all about, because we're all searching for something. We're all looking for something. And in order to have something that you're searching for, to order to have something that you're looking for, you have to be asking yourself some type of question. And one of them questions has to be, what is it that I want? I was reading an article on Forbes.com, and it was by a duo. I be tripping at how tongue-tied I get sometimes, right? My mouth goes faster than my brain, and then it just goes, but whatever. But anyway, Forbes.com. And I was reading something by a duo, David and Todd, and they were talking about asking the right questions, but it was more business-related. And I thought it was a very interesting article, especially dealing around business. But of course, with Girl to Woman, this is more on a personal self-relationship kind of thing. And so there is one thing that I wanted to talk about that I feel could be applied to your personal leadership, self-ship journey, in the sense of how to ask the right questions. Because when you really think about it, life is a really big interview, especially for the important things in our lives, right? Like, you need to be interviewing your friends. You need to be interviewing the man or partner that you want in your life. I mean, it's a real big freaking interview. And asking the right questions will determine who really needs to be hired and who needs to just get skipped over, basically. But there was one thing that I thought the article shared that really stuck out to me. And one of the greatest ways to asking the right question is being willing to pause. And I know some of y'all are like, what? Like, really, Ani? Pause. But I do believe that in this day and time, we are in such a rush. In this day and time, everything is based off of how quickly can I get it. You know, we have a definite microwave faith and microwave response to how we want things. And so getting to the right questions, I think it's very important to pause. Because sometimes when you're in pain or when you're in some type of rut, a pickle, a funk, a jam, between a rock and a hard place, it's natural to ask a million non-important questions just so that you can get some kind of answer because you're just trying to relieve what it is that you're trying to solve. And it's a quick way to get into the wrong situations because when you're not taking time to pause and you're focusing only, you're only living off that adrenaline rush or that thing that's telling you, I just need to get this answered. I just need to find a resolve right now. Then I think you miss a lot. But in the midst of a pausing session, you allow the brain to breathe. You allow yourself to permeate really what's in front of you so that you can truly get creative with the resolution on the other side. This is why I think learning how to ask the right questions are important. This matters in your personal life, in your relationships, and in your career. Because many of us want answers even though it may not even be the right one. Many people find themselves, just give me the answer. Just go ahead and give me the answer already. No. If you take the time, you will get to the answer. And it's, in my opinion, actually more gratifying that way. But when you're in a rush, just give me an answer. You ever remember, or I can remember at least, back in the day when you would be in math class and maybe you got a problem that you needed to solve and you couldn't figure out the answer, so you went to the back of the book to try to get the answer. But when you get to the back of the book, you realize that you only had all the odd answers and not the even ones, or vice versa, or something of the sort. To me, life is kind of like that. You're going to have some answers that are just going to be given to you. But then you're going to have to work through some things. It just is what it is. You're not going to always be given the flip it to the back and here's your answer thing. You have to be willing to pause so that you can get creative. It forces you to be creative. It forces you to be more assertive. It forces you to be more accountable. It forces you to be more responsible. It forces you to be many things when you take the time to pause so that you can ask the right questions. Some of you may be asking, what do you mean by asking the right questions? As I said before in the beginning of this podcast, we all are searching for something. We all want something. We're all on the hunt for something. And most of us are very generalized in the sense of, I just want to be happy. What does that even mean? You got to be willing to ask the right questions. What is happiness to me? You know, most people won't even ask that question. You know how most people ask themselves the question? Why am I not happy? And then you're mad when your brain serves you with the answer that you don't like. But you ask the wrong freaking question. It's just like the girl who may say, why am I so fat? Really? Your brain is going to serve you. Now, you may not like the answer, but it's going to give you something. Why am I so dumb or stupid? Wrong questions. Wrong questions. You're keeping yourself stuck in that mindset with those type of framing of questions. But if you put yourself in more of a mindset that can help serve you and allow you to be creative, then, in my opinion, you come out with a higher chance of getting a greater resolve, something that you're ultimately more happier with. So, for instance, with the girl who may say, why am I so fat? How about trying, what are some ways that I can decrease my bread intake or increase my workouts? These are questions that will then allow you to pause, and then it will be like, okay, well, hey, how about let's go look at some stuff online? Or how about the next time you go down the magazine aisle at the grocery store or at Barnes and Noble's, how about let's look at some fitness workouts? So at that point, you're giving yourself time to pause. You're giving yourself time to breathe mentally so that
the universe or God or spirit or whatever you want to call it, can help give you a better resolve to help start a healthier communication with yourself. Because if you continue to ask all the wrong questions, it's a very quick way to end up in wrong situations. And that's in any area of your life. I want to leave you with this. Einstein said, if I had an hour to solve a problem and my life depended on it, I would use the first 55 minutes determining the proper question to ask. But once I know the proper question, I could solve the problem in less than 5 minutes. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents with me about the podcast. You can head on over to AniJohnson.com/S153 and leave your thoughts. This is our season of asking the right questions, and we have to support each other through this. Until we talk again, know that you are amazing, even on your worst day. Please feel free to share this podcast with your friends today on your social media platforms. And leave me a review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio to let me know how I can better help serve you with great content here on Girl to Woman. Until we talk again, know that I love you. I'm out of here.